So I'm at work yesterday. It's a pretty good day as usual. I'm feeling good. A little bit animated, you know, talking to people, mixing it up. More so than, you know, having my head down and doing the work. Still feeling good after a Vegas trip where, you know, the show in Vegas was okay. I mean, it was my third week out of 4 weeks in August where I'm seeing funk. It was good. It was good to see people there and, you know, go do what I do and just be in Vegas and jump on airplanes. So I'm feeling pretty damn good, you know, just going through life and just feeling it. And then I come to find out that last month, I had the highest work performance of everybody in our group. I thought to myself, that is the nigga I always wanted to be. Flying around seeing funk. Funk crazy, looking at pictures I'm working at, doing my work, taking calls, editing pictures that I took me funk and just funk and funk and just grooving and getting mine and doing this and being that King Kong on my side of the stage. Then take my ass downtown into one of them towers, corporate as could be, and deliver the highest performance out of anybody in my group. That is the weight I want to carry. That is the weight that I all have always looked to be, wanted to be, craved to be, and think that I was built to be. It's no accident. It is no accident at all. She called me in the office. She was like, yeah. I was like, And it just went through me. It just went through me. Now, granted, July was a non-funk month, basically. I basically did nothing extracurricular but go home and sleep and rest, pretty much. I think I did a few things in July. I can't think of too much. I would like to see what August's performance is going to be because I didn't do anything different in July than I do any other month. And I guess a couple months before that, I had like one of the highest performance ratings ever. I got pulled in one of the highest performance ratings at work ever. And so I was like, and it's just my basic work ethic, my basic standard of how I go in there and handle my business. I always wanted to be that nigga. Both sides of the aisle, both sides of the place, inside and out, corporate and not. Sir knows, call it what you want. I'll dance. I won't dance. But whatever I do, I expect and look to be at the top level of that, whatever it is. Now, if I am, if I'm not, it may not upset me. It may not even bug me. I've always been known as crazy, but never dumb. Never, ever, ever dumb. People call me crazy all the time. I take it as a compliment. Call me dumb, you find out how smart I really am right then and there. Or a liar. Well, once I stopped lying. Because I used to be really good at lying. I used to be really, really good at lying. Yeah, I used to do little tricks that where you put a little bit of the truth in mixed with some of the stuff that they want to hear and it draws them closer and then you can slowly steer them away from the truth. And I used to just tell stories. Basically, it wasn't lying. I used to just tell stories. In fact, I used to tell people what I'm going to tell you is a lie. I used to start off with a 2-minute prelogue. This is a lie. And then by the time I got done with them, they'd be believing it. Even if I told them it was a lie through the whole thing. I'm not that person anymore. 1989 changed things. Got myself in a situation that I said I never, ever, ever want to be in again. I remember standing in the shower when I realized I'm just not going to lie anymore for anything at all, period. I can remember I was in a situation I just did not ever want to be in, and it was my fault. I let myself allow myself to be in that situation. And ever since then, I have not deliberately said something that I knew that was not true in earnest. Of course, I'll jest and mess with people. You know, I'm going to mess with you and just say stuff. But I have never allowed anyone to sincerely believe something that I did not believe was true. Now, I may not say anything. I may omit the truth. But I will not tell. I just don't lie. And it's provided me a freedom that's magical, that where I can go anywhere, do anything, and I'm the same person from here to there to there to there. The same. There's no changes. There's nothing I have to worry about. What did I say? What did I do? Where did I go? Who's that? Da, da, da. I can just be me. And that is something else that I always wanted to be and achieve. But yesterday, and I'm just Jeffrey. I'm just y'all see what I be doing. You know, funk. Oh, I'm going here. Oh, I'm going there. I'm gonna go to Egypt. Oh, Moscow. And then come back to work and just deliver the highest performance. Because I'm competitive. I'm competitive not so much with the people around me anymore. I'm competitive within myself and to a standard I set. Like I said, there's a nigga I want to be. And I don't mean African-American. I don't mean human being. I don't mean homo sapien. I don't mean black. I don't mean Negro. I mean that nigga. Because that's the connotation that coming up in my era that name carried. Now, I ain't 100% nigga. You know, I ain't breaking in your house or nothing or stealing. You know, I ain't going that far. But I wanted that prowess, that swagger, that nigga swagger. Anyhow, and then going to work in that corporate building and just show them how it's supposed to be done. Just being me, having a good time doing it, smiling, enjoying myself. And just delivering a top performance. Anyway, my name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. And I'm very happy with myself. I'm very, very happy with the person I am now. And I think we can just leave it at that. Swing on y'all two times. Get ready to do Houston, baby. And then I just realized somebody told me Houston is in the South. I never thought of Texas as in the South. Texas was Texas. I always thought Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi was the South. But Florida, they say more South than the South. I never thought about that. Louisiana, New Orleans, all that. And even Texas is the South. Anyhow, gonna do it. Gonna try to go down there, get some barbecue, do some stuff, see some people, feel the funk, maybe for the last time. Per retirement and farewell, Houston is the last date scheduled for George Clinton and the P-Funk All-Stars on this farewell tour, at least. But there's talk of stuff in 2020, so we'll see. Anyhow, happy Friday, boys and girls. Y'all know what my name is. You know what they call me. The highest performance.